counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Can't believe it's here already. Another countdown for another week. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan. Brian Cleveland also in studio. Can you believe it's another week?
I can kind of believe it. I mean,
that a whole entire week has gone by?
Unbelievable. It happens every week.
It's just going by so quick. Summer is going by far too fast.
Yeah.
For my liking.
Yeah.
You know, because of what I do for a job, the cycle that we get into, summer is like a good sort of peaceful time before
for sure.
It gets busy, but yeah, anyway, it's
but then all the coffee shops are closed and stuff on campus, so
which disappoints you.
Yeah,
doesn't disappoint me very much. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, of course, for the charts the week ending Tuesday, July 18th. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Yes, if you haven't been, or if you haven't been lately, if you haven't been in the last 10 seconds, there might be something new and exciting at Earshot's website, also Exclaim's
yeah,
website.
Yeah, probably.
So close. The exclamation marks and the E's. I get
you
all mixed
you.
Up.
Yeah.
This is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning and earshot-online.com. It's the very home of the charts that we're counting down this week and every week. The National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Thanks go out to the many fine staff and volunteers involved there and many other locations, including all of our fine airing partners and all the stations submitting their own charts that become the National Top 50. So in addition to the National Top 50, of which we're going to bring you the Top 20, you can find over 30 different campus community radio stations submitting their own Top 30 charts, as well as genre-specific charts also on a national and regional level for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's interviews, reviews, monthly and yearly countdowns, tons of cool stuff, especially if you're interested in what's happening in independent music and the campus and community radio scene in Canada. And as always, it's available at earshot-online.com.
There you go. You can find us online too, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20, our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Happy to do that for you. Play something from your latest release and we'll give your new record a spin. We have the top 20. Callum's back with music news this week, and Brian's going to have the lowdown for you a little later on in the program. But in addition to the lowdown, which means new music popping in below the top 20, we have some movement, movers and shakers in the top 20 that have forced us to say see you later to a few albums, I assume.
Yeah, lots of new stuff for sure this week. So as you mentioned, we'll be talking about everything debuting below our top 20 later in the show, a dozen below the top 20, including a debut at number 21.
Which I'm is not making that call anymore.
Pretty exciting, yeah. Though we called it a couple weeks ago that they would probably make it to the top 20, and it didn't.
It fell off completely, so not doing that.
So that is what it is. But in addition to that, six new or returning records in our show this week, including a big debut as well to tell you about over the next 2 hours. And so that means, at least for this week, we say goodbye to a few records for now. But as is being evidenced on the other side, lots of things kind of float in and out. So certainly these are artists that we might hear from again in the very near future. Fake Shark from number 14 to number 26. She Devils from number 8 to number 38. And then four albums that were within our top 20 last week actually falling off the charts altogether. This really barely ever happens.
Yeah.
And certainly not to this many. So that just kind of shows you the amount of new and exciting music coming out and being played on campus community radio stations all across Canada. And as we mentioned, 12 debuts. So that is Feist from number 11. Girlpool was at 17. Chastity Belt at number 18. And Palm at number 20. And those are all falling outside of our national top 50 this week.
Well, there you go. All right, let's kick it off. You're number 20 and on our way up.
All right, at number 20 this week, number 5 last week, it's Land of Talk. Their new album is called Life After Youth, and you're in here a track called In Florida. Then Sarah Jane Scootin in there at number 19, dropping from number 10. When the Bloom Falls from the Rose is her latest release. You'll hear Crack in Your Windshield. And then our first new release on our charts this week is a brand new EP from Mundy's Bay. It's called Wandering and Blue, and you'll hear a track called Glow. That is at number 18, up from number 24.
Here's Land of Talk, your number 20 this week. Song In Florida. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
When we were young, our mother said, show him kindness, 'cause he'll be bigger than you one day. And if faith is believing in something bigger than yourself, then I'm a reverend, 'cause I hang on each word you say. And I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. That's my heart beating in your chest. I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. You're the one I love the best. You're an angel dancing on the head of a needle, and you're a ghost that ruffles cut-out dolls. And if it's too much pressure to be the next Messiah, then you can be Bukowski, and we'll still all be going to hell. And I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. That's my heart beating in your chest. I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. You're the one I love the best. Hold on to me, because I can hardly see. Be my brother, be my guide. Now I've come on home to your side. Well, I can see your point. There's nothing worth holding on to. And with your first breath, you understood. Now I can see the rust and the dust and the crack in your windshield. But what does it matter, except what lies under the hood? And I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. That's my heart beating in your chest. I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. You're the one I love the best. And I would crack the world if it meant letting your light in. That's your blood running in my veins.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 18.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out our first set of three this week as we count down the most played releases of the week for the week ending Tuesday, July 18th, 2017, from our friends at Earshot and Campus Community Radio stations all across Canada. That was Mundy's Bay from their new EP on our charts at number 18, up from number 24, Wandering and Blue. You heard a track called Glow. In the middle there, Sarah Jane Scootin' with Crack in Your Windshield. Her newest is entitled When the Bloom Falls from the Rose. It drops from 10 to 19. And from number 5 to number 20, kicking off our show this week, Land of Talk, with a track from the release Life After Youth, entitled In Florida.
I think that's where we should be doing this show, in Florida.
There's some good things about Florida, and there's lots of jokes and wild things that happen in Florida, too. There's some pretty wild news. But maybe you could have an alligator as your co-host.
But would he eat you and then become my co-host?
Oh, maybe.
Because that's interesting. That doesn't make for good radio. It would make for good TV. So I'd have to shoot that first and then...
You could fake it easier on radio.
That's true.
You could do it right now.
Oh, Brian, watch over that alligator.
Oh, no.
We have the music news coming up on the other side of this. But first, we have a couple more albums to get to.
Well, you don't seem that concerned.
Brian fights off a shark. I'm concerned.
A shark?
Oh, right. It was an alligator.
Terrible improver.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
Not actors. No improvisation skills. And it's because...
The story changed.
It's because fake shark fell off the charts.
Oh, fake shark.
Yeah, there you go.
Good one. We have our debut in this set here, but first we kick it off with the new album from the Deers. Their previous release was entitled Times Infinity, a Volume 1. So, wait for it. Their new release is called...
Volume 2?
Volume 3. Oh. No, it's Volume 2. Times Infinity Volume 2 is out on Paperbag Records. It's at number 17. Last week it debuted at number 40. You're going to hear a track called All the Hail Marys and a new EP from Montreal's No Aloha. We've heard them on the program before, and their new release is called Sway. It has a big debut at number 16. You'll hear Deadhead.
That you hold on to. Everybody falls to pieces. Some never get the chance to break down. Ooh. It's a shame that the glory in your veins just stays there. Stories in your name, and people know, friend or foe, it's impossible. Ooh. Fuck the pain and the suffering away. It only flows down below in the dark. Down.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was Deadhead by No Aloha, their new release called Sway at number 16 in its debut spot this week on our countdown. Before that, at number 17, all the way up from number 40, The Deers from Times Infinity, Volume 2, you heard All the Hail Marys.
All right, quick break from the charts as we head to the phone line to catch up with Callum Slingerland, of course, from Exclaim Media, Exclaim Magazine, and online exclaim.ca, bringing us some music news this week. Callum, as always, welcome back to the program.
Always a pleasure to be here, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk about this one, mainly because we mentioned it either last week or the week before. That is, rumors of retirement from the Red Hot Chili Peppers are just silly talk.
Last I was on, we did talk about the idea of the Chili Peppers retiring after some comments from drummer Chad Smith about touring life maybe being a bit taxing on the band nowadays. Bassist Flea is now looking to put any and all hearsay about retirement to rest, telling TMZ that the rumors are, like you said, silly talk. He added that, quote, "We never really look past the immediate future, but we're on tour right now. We're rocking out. We feel in the spirit, letting the music move us." Of course, that's pretty flighty language, but it really doesn't seem like the Chili Peppers are going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I feel like that was not a no. It was just a not right now. And we've got more news to talk about if we flip over to our next story. And this is great news for fans of The Weather Station, a new album on the way.
2 years removed from her Loyalty LP, Toronto-based songwriter Tamara Lindemann is returning with a self-titled fourth LP as The Weather Station. The record will arrive October 6th and is said to be, quote, "a work of urgency, generosity, and joy that finds Lindemann reinventing her songwriting with a vital new energy, framing her prose poem narratives in bolder musical settings." Lindemann herself said she wanted to, quote, "make a rock and roll record, but one that sounded how I wanted it to sound," which, of course, is nothing like rock and roll. And of course, you can hear what that might sound like with a first single and a wealth of fall tour dates at Exclaim.ca.
Yeah, the fall tour dates include some Canadian dates in Ontario, Western Canada, Quebec. Also, I'm noticing on there as well an opportunity to see her on the East Coast on August 18th, actually in Grand Manan Summer End Folk Festival. Make sure you bring your camping tents and your gravel because the boat ride can be a little rough, but definitely worth it to check her out. One more to get to before we get back to the charts, and that is some news about The Replacements. They're unearthing a concert for an LP.
Digging some tapes out of the Warner Music vaults, they are set to release a live disc on October 6th titled For Sale, Live at Maxwell's 1986. It'll feature a 29-song set list of Replacements' favorites, B-sides, and some cover tunes from a performance at the venue in Hoboken, New Jersey, way back when. Some liner notes for the release revealed that the tapes were initially in Warner's vault for over 20 years and were mixed for release back in 2007. And now, a decade later, they're set for release as a record. So it's definitely been a long time coming for this one.
And that's quite a wealth of songs on each of the discs. There's 14 on the first, 15 on the second. That's a lot of songs. All right, we're going to get back to the charts now, and we're going to get you, Callum, to stick around on the other side. We will have more music news coming up. But right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
In this set of two, we have two returning records from the week before last. An Adam fell down to number 26, but now they're back in the show at number 15 with their new EP, Exterior. You're going to hear Mike Kraft broke at launch. And then Darren Auerbach is back as well with his new solo record from the Black Keys singer-songwriter. His new album is called Waiting on a Song. It's at number 14, up from 45. You're going to hear Malibu Man. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Malibu Man by Dan Auerbach. He was on the show 2 weeks ago, and then the record fell to number 45, but it's climbing on back up the charts this week to number 14. You heard that song from the release, Waiting on a Song, his brand new album. And a new EP from an Ananam from Lethbridge, Alberta, an Atom. That was kind of just a weird combination of many words. And it has a really cool new EP. Again, that one fell just outside of our show to number 26. Now it's back in, and that's set at number 15. You heard a cool electronic track called My Craft Broke at Launch. Kind of a, you know, some relaxing ambient stuff in there that doesn't often crack the program. Certainly getting lots of support all across Canada.
I'm picturing you meditating to that music.
Maybe.
Do you meditate?
This isn't a time for conversation. I have meditated, yes.
Oh, good. That's good to know. I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. We are almost done the first 10 of the top 20 for this week. It is the Earshot 20, of course. So without further ado, we're going to get into it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
That's correct. It is up from number 15. Hooded Fang have a new one out called Dynasty House. You're going to hear a track called Media of the Light.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
So the mind won't lie. And the arm won't say. And the bright red eye is in all. So the words won't come, and the hand won't touch. In a midnight sun, doesn't look. As in iris contract, facing the day, I can tell you've cracked like a china plate. When the world. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
One spot up this week. That was Mise en Scène. It was on our show for the first time last week. This week, number 11. Their new album's called Still Life on Fire, and you heard a track called Light in the Night. We heard the title track from the new Fleet Foxes record at number 12, up for number 19. That is, of course, on Sub Pop Records, and it's entitled Crack Up. And kicking off that set of three, the final one of our first hour of this week's countdown of the Earshot 20 at number 13, up from 15, Hooded Fan on Daps Records with Dynasty House and a track called Nini of the Light.
Well, there you go. That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just joining us, it comes from earshot-online.com, and this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emm and Brian Cleveland, also in studio. We're excited to be taking a bit of a break from the charts next week, not because we're not bringing you an episode, but because the episode that we're bringing you is going to feature artists from Sappy Fest. Still time to get your tickets, sappyfest.com. It's a great festival, August 4th to the 6th.
Pretty one, a fun one to put together. Like, we don't have the opportunity this year, as you have sometimes in the past, to do a live episode down there, but pretty fun feature. Lots of interviews, lots of artists that have been on the show, but just as many that haven't, and lots of new, cool, emerging musicians. So going to be a great episode. So definitely check that out the following week. It'll be out first on July 28th, just a few days before Sappy Fest, a week or so.
The big show.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really good. And having a chance to have caught up with some of the artists that are playing, I'm kind of jealous that we can't go, because it sounds like it's going to be really good. And Nancy Yurt said that she listens to this program. This is how she finds out about new emerging artists.
So it's awkward that you're bringing it up. You're outing her.
I'm telling you that this is the program to listen to. Apparently, if artists are listening to this program, then you should be too, and you are clearly, because you're hearing me say this now. So I'm gonna give you a chance to go get a drink, refresh, go to the bathroom if you have to. So the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. Brian's got the lowdown, and we have your music news. And if you missed any part of the program, you can check it out on many great campus community online radio stations who share this program via the NCRA Program Exchange as well. You can download the program from radioforall.net or podcasts or iTunes. We'll be back shortly. Join us then.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.